Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to ACC News, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing and interesting individuals from the world of business, industry, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and many more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the most inspiring people who create the magic behind the scenes that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to live their experience and journeys through the words of the ones that actually made it possible. Live worldwide. This is ACC Global News.
Greetings to everyone from around the globe. I welcome you back to another wonderful segment here with ACC Global News. And again, we are welcoming all listeners from North and also South America and also from overseas. I am your host, Matthew Connor, and again, I am very happy and also very grateful to be with all of you here today. Now, today, ACC News brings to you really another wonderful and really a very exciting guest. We have with us certified consulting hypnotherapist and also women's intimacy dating coach, Ms. Karadek Silk. And really, to anyone tuning in today, if you're over the age of 40 or 50, and are really struggling with intimacy in your relationship, women who are divorced and really having trouble getting back into the dating scene, again, please grab a cup of coffee, grab a seat, and tune in, because the information that Karadek shares with us today may possibly change your life forever. And it is now Wednesday, the 26th of July. And I would like to remind everyone tuning in today, especially many of our listeners from overseas, if you do miss any portion of our segment today with Karadek, it will be permanently archived on our Blog Talk Radio website. So please visit us at blogtalkradio.com/ACC Global Media. And also, if you're a big part of social media, just about everybody in the world is now. We are also on Facebook, and you can listen to the show live from that platform as well. Please visit us at facebook.com/ACC Global Media. And we're also part of the worldwide Twitter. Please visit us at twitter.com/ACC Global Media. And you can really enjoy our shows at any time. As far as us as people, you know, the more we live, the more we grow. And experiences, both good and bad, they can really shape our thoughts and behaviors really for years to follow. So, again, many of us know many times we experience sadness and other times of sheer delight. But what we all do realize is that light overcomes the dark in many points, even when it can seem hopeless. And for some reason, there's a misconception out there that seeking outside assistance is a sign of weakness. And this myth is quickly becoming debunked thanks to a part of really extraordinary work from people like Karadek Silk. And a little bit about her background, and again, she has many different certifications. She's earned a bachelor's degree in sociology and psychology, a master's in human services counseling. And what Karadek has really done is really dedicate over 25 years to working as a life coach and an intuitive counselor, and really intertwined with her own personal challenges with divorce and intimacy issues, and really a slew of obstacles that it's really common to so many of us around the world. And what Karadek really created is a program that can help women women, again, over the ages of 40 or 50 that are struggling with intimacy. Women that have gone through divorce and now are alone. They don't know how to move on in life, how to find someone else. And what Kardec really does is create a judgment-free and really a supportive environment to enhance self-esteem and build both professional and personal confidence. To our audience today, I am very proud to present to you Women's Intimacy Dating Coach, Ms. Kardec Silk. How are you doing today, Kardec?
I'm doing wonderful, Matthew. How are you today?
I am doing very well. We are very happy to have you.
Thank you.
I know many people in the audience are tuning in and really can't wait to the information, to hear the information that you have to give to them. But before anything, can you please share with them who exactly is Kardec Silk?
Well, that's always such a hard question to answer, but it's such a good one. I'm a person who has spent my entire lifetime helping others to become more than they thought they could. My tagline is, believe in yourself, you're a miracle. I've certainly gone through a lot of dark times myself. I've recreated myself in many different ways. Now my life is pretty much everything I've wanted. I continue, though, to set goals and change. But I really believe that everybody can have their own miracle, and I help specifically now working with women, and it's been just such a wonderful, awesome adventure.
And I know many people in the audience are aware that every guest on our show really has an amazing story. And Kardec, can you please share with the audience your personal journey that led you to where you are here today?
Well, originally I was always a very shy and very anxiety-filled person, teenager all the way on up. But for me, I began to realize that I needed to shift and change that. And part of that was my journey through relationships, my first long-term relationship, high school through college. I had to break that up, even though I was fighting. I felt he was the love of my life. I was so strongly attached. But I realized that, you know, every time I daydreamed about him and our future together, it always ended up in some sort of sadness or despair. I you know, just always envisioned, you know, him leaving or taking off or being with his secretary, or somehow the daydreams did not have the happy ending, one would think. Yeah. And even though I loved him really deeply, it made me realize that sometimes love isn't enough. Really what you need to change is yourself. You have to be strong enough and have your own happiness and not always have it with someone else. So I decided at that point to have a fling. It was going to be just meaningless, nothing, no strings attached. And my transition guy, you know, they always call it. Well, 27 years later, I finally did transition. I was with my husband for, you know, the whole 27 years. We had two daughters, and, you know, what I thought was an adequate life, I always thought we were just too comfortable and lazy to shift it or change it, but I found out that wasn't true. One day I suddenly realized that there was something wrong, and I didn't really know what it was, but he pretty much was, as I was walking in the door, would walk out the door. He's not a hugely communicative guy, and I asked him one day, I said, you know, are you happy? He said, no. I said, well, do you want to do something like counseling or something to kind of, you know, see what we can do to save this marriage? He said, no. I asked if he wanted to separate. He said, yes. I mean, literally, this is one-word answers. That's all I ever got. And about a year later, we finally did finish up the divorce. It was very amicable. I was fortunate in that. We did agree. But, boy, was it like a, you know, a kick in the gut.
So I can only imagine, and, you know, the strength that you have right now telling the story and the comfort, it really shows how far you've come from that situation.
Thank you.
What I would like to ask, after your relationship with your husband ended, how important was your soul-searching throughout this healing process?
Wow. That was probably the biggest thing, because as I said, it was just like being, you know, having the breath knocked out of me. I was so unsure, again, you know, because as women, and I suppose men may do this, but it seems to be mainly women, we always look at ourselves. What did I do wrong? You know, could I have lost more weight? Could I have put on more makeup? What could I have done differently? And, of course, none of that was true. We were not matched. But it hit me so deeply at that soul level. And so I had become so wrapped up in that relationship, too, that, you know, just going to the grocery store, and I've talked with many other women who feel the same way. They get so wrapped into the relationship and serving others that they don't eat, you know, like me, they didn't even know what they liked. You know, I'd always put others first. And so soul searching was a huge, important piece in the healing and growth. It was part of rediscovering me, what I wanted, how I wanted to dress and eat, and, you know, even which side of the bed I wanted to sleep on. It was like, woohoo, I could have the whole bed, you know. you'd think it would be, little things like that wouldn't be so important, but each step you grow. And then I did a releasing ceremony, and that helped a lot too. That kind of helped give me a chance to really feel that I had cleansed and cleared. And so whenever I have people and clients cleanse and clear, I always have them fill it with something. So then I could fill it with what I wanted, what things really, really mattered to me, both in a partner and in life in general. And I personally knew I wanted a partner again. Many women take a while to get to that point or may never get there.
Yeah. And that's usually the biggest problem. And now that you bring that up, well, why is it so difficult for women over, let's say, 40 or 50 to really get back into the dating scene?
Well, I can tell you it's quite a wild ride. You know, you feel like you're 16 again and all nervous and worried about everything. And yet, you know, it's a very, very strange feeling to suddenly get back in. But the major reasons, you know, what I relate back to most women is it's fear and lack of confidence, especially older women. You know, they may have put off dating to raise families. Often they think it's, you know, too late for them. They think, oh, you know, I haven't dated in 40 years or 30 years or 20 years, and why bother starting now? And yet they're always talking about how lonely they are or they wish there was someone to share their life with.
There's
certainly concerns about body changes, too. We certainly do not have our 16-year-old bodies, much as I wish. But, you know, I often hear, yeah, excuse me?
I'm saying I definitely feel that. You know, I know I don't have my 16-year-old body anymore.
Exactly. None of us do. And when I hear from women, you know, no one would want me, you know, because they're just looking at the wrinkles and the love handles, you know, maybe health issues or different things that, you know, have shifted and changed in their bodies. And they don't realize that as they've shifted and changed, men have shifted and changed too. They, you know, as you were saying,
yes,
they don't look the same. And we also shift and change, most of us, in looking at different things that we find sexy. So, you know, I when I tell them that, you know, now, you know, if I look at the young guys, I can appreciate them, but they don't do anything for me, really. But the ones that I think, ooh, what a guy, you know, or the bald, pot-bellied, you know, wrinkly guys, because, you know, that's like, oh, yeah, a hottie, you know. And yeah, I usually get quite a laugh, but they realize that's true. You know, you begin to look at what's inside a person, you know, what matches you, what you feel comfortable with, and less at the outsides.
And how long did it take for you to really get back into that scene and have success yourself?
Well, I started pretty quickly, I guess. I didn't really start dating until my divorce was finalized. It was very hard to release that part of me. What I did when I finally did start dating, I went to some senior groups that had dances and different things, and found that rather uncomfortable, and discovered online dating, And I found that to be the most comfortable for me. I could kind of get to know somebody, talk a little bit, and then go out for a coffee and very quickly decide whether or not this was going to go anywhere. And it got me out of the house. So it had a whole lot of great things for me. The hardest part was, I think, that first kiss, you know, because I still felt married. And I pretty much had to say, you know, date me again because I could do better than that.
You know? but it's great that you were able to succeed in that territory. Chadwick, I know that there's so many people that are listening right now and are thinking, wow, you know, that to me right now, you know, I'm not sure if I can do it. Can she help me? Who exactly is your client base?
I do work with people of all ages, men and women, but my niche has been moving more and more towards women over 50, and generally those that are having intimacy, dating, or sexuality concerns, and want to, whether or not they want a partner, but still, you know, they want to feel good about themselves, feel good about their bodies. And it's those older women that I think is kind of dropped, especially in that arena. You know, when I go to other people's sites, there, you know, it's almost like I can't contort like that, you know.
And what are the exact services, if you could explain to them, that you could provide to them?
Sure. I mean, I tend to call it life coaching or intuitive counseling because I need to give it a label. But what I do is I work with each client individually. I firmly believe the mission or motto of life coaching as it originally began, that every client has everything they really need to succeed inside themselves. It's just helping them pull it out and find it and helping them, you know, see what those obstacles might be. So I offer sessions as far as that's concerned, but usually packages where we work on an individual plan for each person. But I also offer the hypnosis for just quick behavior changes like weight loss or other behaviors, quit smoking, things like that. And then I also am teaching workshops all the time, and I'm starting to add the web-based meditations and instructional videos and all that fun stuff. So because not everybody is able to get to me personally in my office.
And again, getting to some of the real important and juicy stuff for many of the people in the audience, as far as helping them find a relationship, what are the avenues or lanes you can help them as far as that topic?
Oh, and finding a relationship? I think I have mentioned that I am not a matchmaker, so I don't go out and find men. But what I do is help them, first of all, understand themselves, what patterns there might have been that they're recreating. So a lot of women often say, you know, I'm always dating the same kind of guy. So we need to break that pattern. We need to recognize it and break it. And then, as I say, you always fill it with what, once you lose something or take something away, fill it with something good and positive. So we work on who do you want? What would the ideal guy be? And a short list, not a real long, you know, long list. I've seen, you know, I've seen amazingly long lists that needed to be pared down. But the real core things that you need, you know, someone who'll support you, someone who is going to nurture you or be there for you. And every woman's going to have different things they're looking for. But each of us has a few very deep core things that we absolutely have to have. Otherwise, the relationships are not going to feel right. I know my mother's always said she likes my father because he's like a comfortable old shoe, and that's what she felt the moment she met him, which is not the most passionate, exciting thing, but it's. I think that's a real good basis for a relationship, to really feel comfortable.
So with your experience then, what do you feel are the biggest issues facing women in the actual dating scene today?
Oh, you know, there's so many different things going on today. A huge piece of it is the media. I think that's That's a big piece because we're fed one fear, you know, about, you know, you hear the horror stories. And so especially sometimes about the online dating, which personally I had a marvelous experience. And I can help women, you know, how do you figure this out? How do you do this? How do you do it safely? How do you know if it's a fit? And kind of give them a lot of tips and work with them to make that a successful experience as well. But also media feeds into our body image issues, like we talked about before. Our body images. Yeah, I mean, you know, we sit there and we're watching the television and everybody looks gorgeous all the time, or the magazines or online nowadays. And most of that's been photoshopped to a large extent. You know, and people don't recognize it. I've seen some amazing, you know, before Photoshop and after Photoshop, and you're like, whoa, I look pretty good, you know, had I only known. You know? So, yeah, and to also realize that, you know, another huge fear is that, you know, is that age is a factor, you know, that we have to slow down, that we have to give up parts of our life like sexuality or intimacy or even just having a good friend to go do things with. Sometimes it's just nice to have someone as a partner just to hug and hold, even if, you know, if you don't want to go further. So that's still, so many women, especially when they get older, have done so much for others and have so many fears, concerns, or issues that they brought along, those obstacles. So I work real hard with them to clear all that, to start fresh, and to really give them that confidence and enthusiasm.
And are there some differences between the dating scene now compared to about 20 or 30 years ago?
Oh, gosh, yes. Hugely different. I mean, and I'm kind of on the tail end of that 60s, 70s issue. You know, I graduated high school in 75, so I was really on the tail end of the sexual revolution. But boy, is it totally different now. It does seem like people are confused a little bit about, you know, who pays for the date, who doesn't. Some men are still very old school. Some are, you know, have jumped on the other bandwagon. And, you know, I've had phone calls where they've immediately asked things like I've met them for the first time on phone, said hello, and they asked my breast size. I'm like, no, that's okay. My comment was, how many women do you get with that? Does this really work? Which, of course, he conceded, no, it really didn't. And I said, you may want to change that. At least, you know, get to know him first. So that would even be possible. I mean, certainly when I was first dating, that was not, even with the sexual revolution, nobody was that open about things. Plus, you know, the online dating piece, you can meet people from all across the world. And sometimes that can be a safe thing, and it could be a good relationship, and sometimes it cannot. And you have to be able to discern, you know, when is this a scam? When is, you know, even if they say they're living two states away, or you know, that sometimes it's still, there's still scams. And so, you know, again, that's a piece I do, is help with creating an online profile if necessary, help with the confidence, help with discerning, you know, how do you know, how do you trust your intuition and your gut to know whether this is something you want to go further with or not? How do you begin to feel the energy between the two of you? Because that's a big piece of finding the right partner. There should be, you know, you begin to feel that energy connection. And so I work with teaching people all that.
And I think it's actually great, and for many people, it may be essential of having a coach or a guide to help you through these situations, because, again, some of the wild questions that you've heard, I'm sure would be a very eye-opening experience for many people trying to get back into the dating scene.
Oh, yeah.
As well.
A lot of fun. So, and I don't want to scare anybody off. Most of the guys are wonderful.
No, it's, again, it's great that I feel that you kind of explained some of the realities of what can possibly happen getting back into the dating scene. And again, the times have changed. What I would like for you to explain to the audience, Kardec, because there are so many people out there that claim to be, you know, matchmakers and different things of that nature that you did mention before. What do you feel kind of sets you apart from other people offering similar services?
Well, first of all, I think part of it's my age and my own experiences. Yeah. That certainly it seems to be unique when I look at other sites or other people offering or talk to them. But I also have discovered and been told this many, many times that people can tell me anything. People that generally never open up usually are feel comfortable enough very quickly to tell me and work with me, and that seems to be unique because I feel that way because I'm told it so often. You know, I don't judge people. I've never heard anything, though I suppose there may be the one time, but nothing really shocks me. You know, I always take people for what they are. I always believe that they're trying to be the best they can be and that we can make them, you know, happy with what they are and how their life is. It's just, I work with their personal energy and intuition, and I work with tools that maybe many, many others don't.
And I feel all of those points are very valid and important, especially when having somebody assist you throughout this process of really getting your life back on track again.
Mm-hmm.
Describe really the personal satisfaction you get from helping women really find love in their lives.
It's one of those things that's so intangible. It's very hard to explain, but there is just such a wonderful sense of not only a glow and a good feeling that I've done something to help them, but just watching the shifts and the changes. It is so amazing and wonderful to see someone who comes into my office and is anxious or afraid or feels bad about themselves and watch how they shift and how, you know, maybe sometimes, you know, just a few sessions later are holding themselves differently and then coming in the office with success stories. It's amazingly exciting. And as I said, I've spent my whole life trying to be of service to people, and this particular arena of working with the older women is so satisfying, so wonderful to watch the changes.
And if you could please share with the audience, because, again, many people hear your story and they're amazed and they can't really find themselves or find the motivation to go out and try to do these things. As you explained, many people much rather remain alone. They think it's too late. Who or what is your biggest influence in your life? What really kept you searching instead of just giving up like so many people out there?
Well, I think I have two, at least in this arena. The first was a third grade teacher, and that was Mrs. Desmond. And she took a classroom of 20 unruly kids that normal teaching would say, okay, kind of pick the middle ground and teach to that. And the smart kids will pick it up quickly, and the other kids, well, we may need to give them extra help somewhere else. What she did was she created a classroom that was individualized. We all worked at our own pace, at our own level, and she was there as a coach to come over and say, do you need help? And if you didn't, great, you could continue to skyrocket on and weren't being held back. And those that struggled in different areas were given the help they needed. And that was such an eye-opener. And the rest of my career, I've argued with people a lot, you know, that it needs to be individualized. Everybody is unique. And so that was huge for me, you know. And the second was Dr. Ruth. I've always thought she was so fun.
She's wonderful.
And even at an early age when I was doing my psych degree, my bachelor's, I wanted, you know, I was like, oh, I wanted to to emulate her and to be a sex therapist. I, unfortunately, at that age, it was a little too embarrassing. I just couldn't quite bring it. So I've come full circle, and now I'm realizing the dream.
And very quickly, we have about a minute left. Where can people go to sign up for your program or get more information about your incredible work?
Okay, well, it's keridak.com. Very easy. And that's spelled KERIDAK.com. And I offer a free 15-minute consultation, as well as there's meditations and other things on my site that people can just click on and enjoy.
And again, to the audience out there, that is KERIDAK.com. And you're giving so much great information. Time went by so quickly. We're just about out of time.
Okay.
I would like to thank everybody in the audience for tuning in today. Please visit accglobalmedia.com for all future show dates and times. And I also would like to thank our special guest, KERIDAK Silk. Thank you again for joining us, KERIDAK. It was a wonderful show. You have a great day.
You too, and thank you so much for having me.
You're very welcome. Bye.
Bye.